Consumer Sentiment Index dropped for the second month in a row in July.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
As of this taping, Dow Jones Industrial Average is still more than 2,000 points up for the year. And this is even after the president's fire and fury remarks. And oil prices, which topped $50 a barrel right after the remarks, have dropped back to around $48. But the most interesting data of late is the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for July, which records the second drop in the index in as many months. The overall consumer sentiment index has declined by 5 points since its January peak, and this is a large change for the index. It should be noted that the July index was calculated before the president's fire and fury remarks. In our consumption-based economic system, how consumers feel directly impacts the economy. And the impact is large since more than two-thirds of our economy is consumer expenditures. Fortunately, a strong job market, improved household income and wealth have provided financial buffer against rising uncertainties. Nonetheless, consumers have become less optimistic about the future course of the economy. According to the University of Michigan, the continued strength in consumer sentiment has been due to higher income as well as gains in household wealth driven by rising stock prices and home values. These factors, in addition to more favorable job prospects and low inflation expectations, have been driving consumer sentiment index. At the same time, consumers express less optimism about future prospects of the overall economy and for their own personal finances. The expectations index fell from 90.3 in January to 80.5 in July. And while the index is still positive, a 10-point drop is pretty large by any measure. But here is when it gets really interesting. Expectations continue to be significantly influenced by partisanship. The difference on expectations index between Democrats and Republicans was 45 points. Among independents, in contrast, the expectation was exactly in the middle of the partisan extremes. Importantly, according to the University of Michigan, the partisan gap has narrowed in the past 6 months, mostly due to Republicans tempering their optimism. It is a very rare situation to see one segment of the population expecting a strong economy and the other expecting a recession. This is mostly due to the fact that the administration's major policies, such as healthcare, taxes, infrastructure spending, have yet to be adopted. So these widely different expectations are made in vacuum and basically reflect different ideologies. Passage of time and adoption or abandonment of these policies will further narrow the opinion gap. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.